Occasionally on Something Wild, we get to take a field trip. Recently, we got to hang out in Hancock with Cy Montgomery, a well-known New Hampshire nature writer, naturalist, and children's book author.
We could have talked to Cy for days. She has a gift for getting into the heart and soul of wild and domestic animals. An animal empath, from octopuses
to hummingbirds,
even tigers and pink dolphins.
And she captivates humans, too. That's what makes it so special to spend time with Cy and the animals she loves, including her dog Thurber.
You can hear him panting.
We hope to give you a peek into her animal-centric world. I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society. And this is Something Wild.
Cy's office is packed to the brim with books, lots of them hers.
She's written over 30.
But also with all kinds of curious artifacts from her extensive research and travels.
It was hard not to get distracted.
Want to see an octopus beak?
Yes.
Not everyone has one of these.
In the corner, a plastic tub with some water and rocks, and three active turtle hatchlings, Blanding's turtles. Cy has been raising them, head-starting them, so they get bigger and are less vulnerable. Part of a New England Zoo and Mass Wildlife turtle recovery program, Blandings are near the top of the list of New England's most critically endangered animals.
Little angel, look at you. Here's the biggest one. This is Blandine. Hi, honey. Come here, cutie. So, you know, frog can't eat her. You know, bird could eat him, a raccoon could eat him, an otter could eat him. You know, a lot of things could still happen, but they're bigger, so they have like a head start. And they found for the Blandings, who are endangered, who are my guys, that they have a 30-fold increase in
survivorship.
30-fold. Wow. And the eggs themselves are so vulnerable. Even trees will eat them. Tree roots will go into the nest and steal their moisture.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think this may be the first time on Something Wild that we've ever referred to trees as villains.
Increasing each turtle's chance of survival is a huge advantage. To get that, Cy tends these hatchlings for 9 months.
Oh, I give him a turtle pellet. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Mm-hmm.
He knows
me. Yeah, he's following you.
He totally is following me. He wants me to feed him, is what he wants. Mm-hmm. What they really love, this is like dried shrimp. I mean, who doesn't love shrimp, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like potato chips for them. Here, would you like to have some? Come here, cuties.
The most distinctive thing about Blandings is its yellow throat and chin.
In late May or early June, they travel to favored nesting sites where they lay 8 to 10 eggs. Vernal pools give them the places to rest and hide along the way.
And since they use a variety of habitats and travel between them, large undeveloped areas are critical for their long-term survival. And as with all turtles, crossing roads is a major risk.
Cy is clearly attached to her tiny office mates. But are they attached to her after 9 months of hand feeding? I mean, what happens when they're released back into their native habitat? Do they now see humans as a source of food?
300 million years of evolution tells them, the ancestors tell them what to do. They know that they're not in a tank anymore. But what is very sweet, when you release them, this is uncommon, but you do see it, and I have seen it. You release them, and sometimes they swim out, and then they swim back, and they pull their heads out of the water and look at you standing on the bank.
Thank you, friend.
It really feels like it. Bless their little hearts.
In upcoming shows, we'll learn more about Cy's experiences raising orphaned hummingbirds and visit with her friend, neighbor, illustrator, and turtle whisperer, Matt Patterson.
And you'll meet Fire Chief, and I have his picture on my desk like normal people have their children.
Fire Chief is a whopping 42-pound snapper.
Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.
Please leave a message.
Hi, Cy Montgomery. We were actually hoping we could just get the name of your dog, who kind of makes a cameo panting sound in the background. Sort of like that.